I'll be with you through till 12 noon today. It's currently 17.6 degrees in Orange and we're having a mostly sunny day and getting up to 25 degrees. And I'll give you more weather later because first I have something very exciting. I have got Katie Sinclair, Ella and Ben from Kinross Walleroy School to talk to me. Good morning, Katie, Ella and Ben.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Can I hear Ella and Ben as well?
Hello.
Hello. Hello there. So, look, I'll just do a bit of an introduction and then I'm going to leave it to you to tell the story. So, my understanding is that in Term 1 this year, students in Year 5 of Kinross Walleroy School entered a songwriting competition for Harmony Day with the theme of Everyone Belongs. So, would you like to tell the listeners what happened next?
Sounds good. All right, then, do you want to tell a little bit of the story?
So, Mrs. Pingilly, our library teacher, found a website on it, and we started working on it in library. We split into groups of two or three and worked on little bits, and then we came back to music and put it all together and then recorded everyone here, and then put that into the final bit.
So everybody was recorded separately because you weren't at school at the time, is that right?
No, we were at school, but we wanted to have everyone's voices.
Ah.
So we're lucky enough to have iPads in Year 5, so recorded it on GarageBand, and then we put all our voices together, then we're all part of it.
All right. And then you put it into the competition, and what happened next?
We had to wait for a little while, didn't we? We didn't hear things for a while. Did get information back that we'd certainly got into the last round. We sort of had with saying that thank you for your entry, and it was they actually had over 80 entries, which are pretty exciting for us. And there was 250 students involved in the competition, so even to sort of get down to the final, we were pretty excited. And then Ella, we got the email to say that we won.
Wow. So how did you feel about that, Ella? Tell us how you felt when you heard that news.
I felt it that we won, and
it was all very exciting, was it? Yes. Look, we're going to play the song and then we'll come back and have a little bit more of a chat with you, if that's okay. So we'll just put the song on.
Thank you.
Together, like birds of a feather, raise your voice.
Wow, that was brilliant. I loved the rapping bit in the middle.
So, yes, we were having a bit of a dance along here, and I enjoyed doing that little song.
Yes, we were dancing here in the studio, me and Daryl, and we've got the words here, so we were joining in, particularly with the rapping. We like that bit in particular.
That was one of the things the children were really do when we entered the competition. We wanted to come up with a chorus that everyone could sing.
Yes.
Regardless of whether you knew the words or not. Something was really catchy, certainly, that idea of being singing together.
Mm-hmm.
Together. Children were really focused on when they were writing the words, and that, as we said, was everyone belongs. So that was something that we think came through really strongly.
Yes, it's certainly, yeah. I like the do-do-do bits. Very 1960s.
You're right.
Everyone belongs, raise your voice as one. I think that's wonderful. So how many people were involved, how many of the kids were involved in writing the lyrics of the song?
Well, we had all of you, which was us.
I'm having a bit of trouble. I think your phone's cutting out a bit. I don't know if you're, what's the word, if your signal's not very strong. Could you try that again, please?
Well, we had all 5, which was all 40 of us.
40 in year 5. You wrote the lyrics together. That must have been a really enjoyable, maybe a bit irritating at times, thing to do.
They certainly, they sat down together in small groups and wrote or ideas that they had for lyrics, and then we spent a bit of time sort of trying to work out what lyrics we liked, what rhymed, what went with what. So there was a bit of sort of process to go through, but we did it pretty quickly. We actually sort of pulled the whole process together in about 2.5 weeks. So
we didn't figure out the competition until 2 weeks, before.
Yeah, that happens to me quite often. But it's always good to have a deadline to get to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Focuses your mind. So you were due to go to Parliament House, New South Wales Parliament, to get the to the prize-giving ceremony in June, but it was cancelled because of COVID.
Yeah, unfortunately. So we had 2 student representatives from Year 5 that were going to travel down to Sydney along with myself to meet the time and receive our award, which was all very exciting, but unfortunately it all got put on hold. That was just before the outbreak in Sydney. So they actually, I believe, they've just hosted the online ceremony last week. So we actually had one of our students record the speech that we made, and I think that was broadcast last week. So we're hoping that we might see that sometime soon.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've got a copy of the speech here. So which of your students recorded the speech?
So we had two of our other students. So we had Natalie and George create the speech, and Natalie recorded it for us. So we sent a video down of Natalie accepting the award half of year 5. So we're hoping that we'll get a recording of that, because it was certainly sad to miss out on going down to Parliament.
Yes. And look, it would be lovely to, when you do get the recording of the speech, we'll maybe would like to play it on FM 107.5 and talk about it again and play the song again, because it's certainly a lovely song and lovely, great lyrics. Yeah. So you won a prize of $300.
Yes, that is correct.
And what are you going to do with the $300?
We want it to put it towards inclusive games, to put maybe a big chessboard.
Oh, yes.
And it's inclusive.
Yes,
Or put give board games out for rainy days when we're inside.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely idea, and you'll be able to, all of the kids who go to that school after you, they'll go, oh, we know how these came here, because it was year 5 of 2021 at Kinross Walleroy who won a competition. So well done, everybody.
Yeah, that's a legacy for the kids to leave, I think, and that sort of speaks volumes of why we entered the competition in the first place. So.
Okay, let me just mention a bit about the competition. It's Moving Forward Together is a social initiative by various community groups committed to creating a better understanding amongst all sectors of the community for a vision of living in harmony. It is based on the philosophy of a decent society and caters for all people, regardless of colour, origin, culture or religion, about us moving forward together. And look, I think you've absolutely captured that in the words of the song and in the song itself. I think it's really, really excellent. So congratulations, Ben and Ella and Katie. Thank you very much, and thanks for joining me.
For playing it on the radio, and we'll certainly love to hear lots of people to sing along to it.
Yes, we'll play it again and sing along. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Bye.